Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben Crenshaw. It's a beautiful day. Okay, it's raining, and it's going to be partly cloudy, and it's going to be windy. 15 to 25 miles per hour. We're going to have some scattered showers over the evening hours, later in the day, some breezy conditions, windward and Mauka, those scattered showers mainly. But hey, that's what we said yesterday, and it poured townside. So just be prepared for just about anything like we are today. Brent Romine is joining us, Golf Channel, NBC sports writer, all things college golf. The first tournament of the season was this week. Mark Simon, Vice President, PGA Show. Of course, it was the merchandise show. It was done virtually, but it was fabulous. Karen Palacios Jensen, LPGA Master Teaching Professional, Cardio Golf and Cardio Golf TV. All right, we're going to figure out what nutrition has to do with our game. Damon Hack, Golf Channel host. It's the new show. It's Golf Today. And Ron Syrak, PGA of America, Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient, special to the LPGA, kicking off the show with us. We'll be back with Ron Syrak right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors. Bayview Golf Course, the best value in golf in beautiful Kaneohe. Dr. Carlson's Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua. MD Restoration, floods, broken water pipes, 24/7 cleanup. And RCM Construction for concrete spalling repairs.
Let's get right to Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and author with Vision 54, the trilogy, including Play Your Best Golf Now, and of course, Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, and published in 8 languages. He's covered over 160 majors. We're not going to date him any more than that. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron Syrak. It's so good to hear you.
Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So the last time we spoke was quite a while ago, and it was about the U.S. Women's Open. What an open with the champion that we had. And then there was the Diamond Resorts, the Tournament of Champions presented by IOA at Lake Buena Vista in Florida. So before we get to Diamond Resorts, I had never heard of the champion of the U.S. Women's Open, A. Lim Kim. Had she been on your radar?
No. But every time somebody comes along who's not on your radar, like when Inji Chun won the U.S. Women's Open at 2015 at Lancaster, and you start doing your research on her, you realize this is somebody who is really good and has won a lot of tournaments, just not in the United States. And that's who A. Lim Kim was. You know, 24 years old, got multiple winners on the Korean LPGA and on the Japan LPGA. And, you know, now she's going to be playing some golf over here, and we're going to be seeing a lot more of her.
So she accepted the invitation to become a member of the LPGA?
She did. You know, I think that, you know, unlike Hinako Shibuno of Japan when she won the AIG Women's Open, she was 20 years old at the time. She didn't feel she was competitively ready. But A. Lim Kim feels that she's ready, and boy, I think she proved that in Houston that she was ready.
Yeah, so she'll be defending. I'm hoping that you'll be able to be at the 76th U.S. Women's Open. It would be fabulous at the Olympic Club on the Lake Course in San Francisco in June. The LPGA is going to some of the best courses on the planet. This is really something that just stepped up the game for the LPGA.
Yeah, it's a great lineup this year. The Women's Open at the Olympic Club, which is one of my favorite golf courses, one of my favorite clubs. The things that they do there to encourage multi-generational members is awesome. The KPMG Women's PGA Championship will be at Atlanta Athletic Club. The AIG Women's Open will be at Carnoustie Golf Links in Scotland, which in my mind is the hardest golf course on the planet. So it's all set up. And let's not forget, the Solheim Cup is going to be at Inverness Club in Toledo, which has had 4 U.S. Opens and 2 PGA Championships played there.
It's fantastic. What's funny is when you said Carnoustie, the first thing in my mind was Carnasty.
I was there for that one in 1999 when that was the Jean Vandeveld excursion into the burn on the 72nd hole. I believe 7 over par got into the playoff that year. So it is a hard, hard golf course.
Yeah, and now you on your Ron Cyrak Twitter account, it's at Ron Cyrak, you posted that the USGA is now accepting applications for qualifying.
This is all really, the plan for me personally right now is to be at the Olympic Club in June. Hopefully all the health conditions are going to make that possible. But the fact that the USGA is scheduling qualifying for the U.S. Open is another step in a positive direction. Not only was the U.S. Women's Open pushed from June into December in Houston last year because of COVID, there were no qualifiers. They just filled the field out from exemption lists, off of money lists, off of world rankings, and off of past champions, off of other USGA winners, things like that. Now they're going back to it being a true open, where anybody with a handicap, I believe it's 2.6, can go out and try to qualify to get into the open. And I think it's going to be more than 20 sites spread out over about a month around the country. And let's just hope that all that can come off.
Absolutely. And go to, I happen to copy that off your Twitter feed. It's champs.usj.org, 36-hole qualifiers at 22 courses, April 26 to May 13, female pros and amateurs with a handicap index not exceeding 2.4. So there you have it, USGA really stepping up and deciding let's try to do this. And starting in February, that's very optimistic, but let's just leave it at that. Diamond Resorts, wow. What a playoff. Watching the Korda sisters 1-2-3 with Danielle Kang in the middle, then the playoff with Nelly Korda, not Jessica, and Danielle Kang. It was a chicken skin. I mean, I've got goosebumps right now.
Yeah, that was as good of an opening to the season as the LPGA could have hoped for. It's 25 LPGA players, winners only players. And they had winners only from the last 3 seasons because 2020 was a shortened season because of COVID. So they had winners from 18, 19, and 20 were eligible to play. 25 did. You couldn't have had a more compelling final threesome on Sunday than the two Kordas and Kang coming down the stretch. And they all held up their end of the bargain, all 3 of them shooting in the 60s and taking it right down to the last hole, and in fact, 2 of them having to go extra holes to determine a winner.
Yeah. Now, what I was struck by with 7 Americans at the top of the leaderboard, with just 1 South Korean, In Ji Chun, in the top 10. Why? Why so few?
Well, part of it is that a lot of the Koreans aren't here yet. Jin Young Ko, Sung Yoon Park. A lot of them, So-Young Yu, they missed a lot of the 2020 season because of the quarantine situation. They have to quarantine for 14 days when they come in the United States. You have to quarantine for 14 days when they go back to Korea. So it made that difficult. I think what we're going to see, the LPGA has several weeks off now. Then they come back with the Gainbridge tournament in Florida. Then they have another drive-on tournament in Florida. Then, starting that third week of March with the Kia Classic in California, pretty much from then until the week before Thanksgiving, the LPGA plays every week. I think there's two off weeks in that stretch. They're off the week of the Masters, maybe one other one. Then we're going to start to see, I think, all of those players, the foreign-based players, be here because they can come into the country and then they don't have to go back out unless the tour is going back out. But the tour will really kick up into high gear starting that third week of March. And forget, too, not only is it a Solheim Cup year, it's an Olympic year. And right now, they're still hopeful in Japan that there will be an Olympics.
Yeah, in fact, they're saying there will be. I mean, there's, you know, not even hoping. And I'm like, that's very optimistic. I'm happy for you. There may not be any spectators, but they haven't even said that. The ratings were amazing for the Diamond Resorts event, the Tournament of Champions. Do you think it may be in part because there were Americans at the top?
You know, I think there's a lot of reasons. You know, it's funny. I put a tweet out on Monday in which I said that the ratings were up. And I noted that in addition to 25 LPGA players in the field, there were 53 celebrities in the field, athletes from other sports, entertainers, country music singers, and I said that, you know, the good thing about that is sometimes people tune in for the celebrities and stay for the golf, and then they become LPGA fans, and I thought that was a good thing. I had no idea that it was going to touch off a ruckus. There were a lot of people who were offended that there were celebrities in the field. My tweet ended up getting something like 400,000 impressions out there because it touched off such a controversy back and forth. But I do think having the three Americans at the top of the field and three, not just three Americans, but three really, really good players and very, very marketable players up there. But, you know, I also do think that there are people who tune in because they want to see some of these other celebrities and how they handle playing golf in a tournament situation.
Yeah, I think you wrote, to those angry, celebrities got TV time at Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions. I say this, ratings were up on NBC Golf Channel. If some tuned in for the celebs, then saw how good LPGA is, that's great. You grow the congregation not by preaching to the choir, but by luring new people into the church. That was really well said.
Well, you know, I think sometimes, I think there's another example in here about how women are held to a different standard, an unfair standard than the men are held to. Everybody keeps saying that having celebrities in the field demeans the LPGA and demeans the quality of play. And the fact is, you know, nobody thought it was demeaning the PGA Tour when Bing Crosby was having celebrities come to Pebble Beach for his tournament or Bob Hope was having celebrities come to Palm Springs for his tournament. All those things expanded the audience for golf. You know, as somebody said to me in the early days of Tiger Woods, he said, you know, he's bringing new people into the tent. Some of them will come back. And that's the point. That's how you grow your audience. You expose the product to people who are not part of your hardcore fans. And I do think at NBC and the LPGA lucked out on Sunday in that the tournament was decided in that final threesome.
Yes,
those were really the only players you needed to see was the three players in that final threesome. So you could go show a Marty Fish, a tennis player, hit some shots, or Aaron Hicks, a baseball player. You could go show them hit shots. They never missed a shot from that final threesome.
No,
and almost all of them were shown live. You know, sometimes they'd say this happened a second ago or something, but they never missed a shot. So they lucked out that way. It wasn't like there were nine different players, LPGA players, they had to pop around too. So I thought the stars aligned perfectly, and it worked out great.
It did. And Amica Sorenstam was one of the guest celebrities.
There's a celebrity. Boy, it wasn't. I mean, you know, I think I tweeted somewhere along the line, too. It was, you know, the first time since 2008 the name Sorenstam appeared on a leaderboard. You know, that was pretty exciting.
Did you get to talk to her or communicate with her in any way about her experience?
Well, I talked to her beforehand because I was curious about, I sort of said, you know, Annika, does this put the senior U.S. Women's Open on your radar screen? Because Annika turned 50 in October, and she's now eligible to play in the senior Women's Open. And she didn't rule it out. The only thing that is a complicating factor is she is now the president of the International Golf Federation, and she will have duties around the Olympics. So, and the Senior Women's Open, I think, is a week, maybe 2 weeks. I think it's 2 weeks before the women's competition in Tokyo for golf. So she might be able to do both, but she's not ruling out the fact that we might see her return to competition at the senior U.S. Women's Open.
That would be cool. That would, now that the kids are a little bit older, that she can take the time that she needs to actually be ready, because that's, she has a really strong work ethic when she puts her mind to something. It's my impression.
Well, that, you know, when she stepped away from the game and people were asking me if I thought we were going to see her again, I said at that time, no, because Annika plays golf for one reason, to be the best player in the world. And now what she's going to do is be the best mom in the world and a really, really good businesswoman. So, you know, she's got to be all in on something. I think that she might be, now that she's been away from competition for 12 years, she might be in a situation where she's starting to think, as the kids are older, that she could put in the time that she needs to practice. She's not going to have to work. You know, at her peak, when she was the best player in the world, she not only practiced for a couple of hours every day, she worked out for a couple of hours every day. She's probably not going to have to do that rigorous of a schedule. But Annika's not going to play in any tournament unless she feels like she's ready to win. You know, that's the reason she plays golf.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, when you said that she worked out, I think of, wow, I didn't think, this is a long time ago, as you said, 12 years ago. Were all of the women in the gym working out, or did Annika lead the way kind of like Tiger did?
Yeah, I think that you know, that Annika brought to the women's game the same thing that Tiger brought to the men's game, which is being in shape. And she really was one of the first to do it. There were a lot of, like, before Annika, some really incredible natural athletes out there, like Helen Alfredson and Beth Daniel. But that whole gym ethic, and if you look at it now, you can just tell that virtually everybody on the LPGA, as are most of the players on the PGA Tour now, are in shape. You can tell everybody spends time in the gym. They work out. They've gotten stronger. And Annika did bring that to the game. You know, when I first started following her in the mid-90s, she was this skinny little Swede who hit it about 235 yards. And then by the mid-2000s, you know, she had put on about 25 pounds of muscle and was hitting it 285.
Whoa,
so,
whoa.
You know, she got stronger.
Golf Writers Association of America, you were president 1 year, and now the players of the year have been announced. And Se-Young Kim, Dustin Johnson, and the gentleman Bernard Langer, Senior Player of the Year. Voting was incredibly strong for Se-Young Kim.
Yeah, you know, I voted for all three, and I think that, you know, Kim got about more than two-thirds of the vote that was out there. Danielle Kang was second, and, you know, Kang won a couple of tournaments out there. So she won the first two tournaments back from the COVID quarantine stuff. But Se-Young played really, really strong. And you look at it, she didn't really play all that much either. But she won back-to-back tournaments, including a major championship. She was quite deserving to be Player of the Year.
Yeah, absolutely. Dustin Johnson as well. And it was interesting, I was reading on the LPGA site about a super fan that I have to do a shout-out for. Longtime LPGA tournament volunteer Dave Hamada, who's from Hawaii, was nicknamed LPGA Superfan by a tour player years ago. It stuck, apparently. He's a native of Hawaii, and he's attended more than 180 LPGA tournaments, volunteered at more than 110 throughout the nation, and he's volunteered for as many as 8 events each year since the 1990s. And he was asked, why do you spend money to go traveling around the world? The thing that makes it rewarding is it really helps somebody, and you get to meet very nice people every day.
It was the year before last. I arrived at the Kia tournament in Southern California, and I parked in the parking lot, and I get out of the parking lot, and I'm sort of like looking around for like how to get to the media center. And one of the first people I saw was Dave, and I knew that he would know. Dave, where's the media center? And he said he not only knew where it was, but he knew the shortcut, you know, how to get there. He says, here's what you do. You know?
What a guy. Ron Czyrak, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient, and LPGA Media Excellence Award recipient, and author of the Vision 54 Trilogy. If you're looking for a great book to read to improve your game, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, and that is in 8 languages. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Aloha, Danielle. Talk to you down the road.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Damon Hack, co-host of Golf Today on Golf Channel. Of course, Golf Channel senior writer as well. He started his writing career in the print media, including New York Times. We'll be back with him after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
What is falling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
Aloha Power Equipment. Yes, Aloha Power Equipment. Honda mowers. They're in stock and on sale. Upgrade to a Honda mower and save up to $50. And then you get an additional 3-year warranty, the extended warranty, for free. And that's worth $200. And they'll just throw in the free delivery, and that's $75. The total savings, $325. So upgrade your lawnmower to a Honda and save big. We put power at your fingertips. Get it today. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Damon Hack, co-host Golf Today on Golf Channel. He's Golf Channel's senior writer. He started his golf writing career in print, including the New York Times. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. How have you been?
I've been good. It's been so long. How old are the kids?
They're 9 now. They're doing great. They're in 4th grade. You know, we just moved up to Connecticut because Golf Channel moved. So not as much golf right now. As you can imagine, we're expecting up to a foot of snow on Monday. But life is good. We're enjoying the new show and the new Golf Channel life. It's all good.
It is. It is. And do they like the snow? Have they been in it yet?
So they have, and they've been little skiers. We've taken little ski trips with them, so this is old hat for them. But now they got to live in it every day.
Get a sled. Sleds are fun. Sleds are fun. So it's so good to see you on Golf Channel's new show, Golf Today, with Shane Bacon. He's been a guest on my show since his website days. Dogs That Chase Cars. You know, I mean,
oh, yeah.
A long, long time. And then he went through the Back Nine and Fox, and now he's at Golf Channel. It's great to see him. It's great to see you on set. And it's great to see some of the interviews. And I'd like to go through the one, Darren Clark. These are the kinds of things you're going to see on Golf Today. It's 2 hours. It's not as early in the morning, but you still want to set your DVR. Set your DVR wherever you are for Golf Today on Golf Channel. Darren Clark had just won the Mitsubishi Championship at Hualalai. And after the show, after the show on television, the Mitsubishi Electric at Hualalai, we got to see Clark in, well, he wasn't there, but he was on with you for about 5 minutes. And what an interview that was. That was so much fun.
Oh, he's a great guy. One thing we really love to do on the show is talk to players fresh off of victory, but we want to make them smile. And he's someone who does it pretty easily. He's got a great self-deprecating sense of humor. He obviously was tickled to win again on the PGA Tour Champions. A lot of respect for the players out there. Absolutely loves Hualalai. You know it well. My buddy John Cook, he and his wife Jan, they call it their favorite place on the planet, that whole property with the hotel and the golf course. But Darren Clark was luxuriating in that win and obviously looking forward to going back to Royal St. George's this summer, where he won an Open in 2011. So it was great to catch up with Darren.
Yeah, and he said he loves to get better. I love his attitude. He wants to get better. He wants to win more. He says he should be more sensible at the age of 52. What does he mean by more sensible?
Yeah, he still likes to have a nice libation every now and then, but he's serious about his game, Danielle. You're right. He's worked on his swing speed. I mean, everybody seems to be taking a page from Bryson DeChambeau, but he talked about working a lot on his ball speed and body speed and recognizing that length off the tee is just as important on PGA Tour Champions as it is on the regular tour and the European Tour.
Yeah. So one of the highlights of this interview had to have been the key to a good putter throw. Absolutely fantastic. Okay, everybody, the key to a good putter throw, release at the right time, kind of like casting. You know, when you're fishing, a lot of fishermen here, kind of like when you're casting, and he said he loves the sound of that putter when it's in the air. You know, I don't know, just go wop, wop, wop or something like that. It just, that's, yeah. What inspired, who came up with that question?
Yeah. I think it was Shane. And I tell you, Darren was ready for it. He said it's all in the rip, like fly fishing, you know. And as you mentioned, a lot of great fishing going on in Hawaii. And a lot of golfers like fly fishing. Jack Nicklaus, for example, Marco Mira, they love fly fishing. So Darren Clark has done some casting as well. And he says there's nothing better than blowing off a little steam with a proper 30-yard throw of your putter after you miss a four-footer. Didn't miss many four-footers this week in Hawaii, that's for sure.
No, he did not. So when he was talking about distance making a huge difference in today's world of golf, and he wants his club head speed up to 125, you know, the distance making a big difference. Talk to that.
Yeah. I think it's a respect that he has for the competition out there. And talking about Jim Furyk and Ernie Els, Bernard Langer still ageless in his 60s. And I think he realized that length off the tee was an asset for him on the PGA Tour. So why not accentuate that asset on PGA Tour Champions? And he realized that even though the golf courses aren't set up as difficult as the PGA Tour, you still want to be hitting wedges and 9 irons into those greens as opposed to 5 irons and 6 irons. So it's a part of his game that he's really taking some time on. He lives in the Abacos in the Bahamas, so similar climate to that what you have in Hawaii. So he's got a lot of good days where he can practice and work on his craft and work on his game. And right now it's not just about, you know, spending time on the golf course. It's actually using the TrackMan and the technology that's available to these players in really getting his speed up. And when you get your speed up, you obviously have to know where it goes. You got to hit the center of the club face. He did that very well on Hualalai. But we look at Darren as a fun-loving guy. He likes to kick back and have a Guinness. I love seeing that he's still very serious about his game and getting better.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when he, you know, he's still the champion golfer of the year, probably the longest-running champion golfer of the year, right? Okay, PGA Show Vice President Mark Simon's going to be on in a little while, but I love that conversation that the two of you had, Bridgestone CEO and President Dan Murphy, talking with Damon Hack and, of course, Shane Bacon. Both are now co-hosting Golf Today on Golf Channel. This is their new show. It's about 2 hours. Is it always 2 hours?
Yeah, almost always 2 hours, occasionally an hour and a half, depending on the golf that precedes or follows us. But we're kind of an appetizer before Golf Central pregame and before the coverage that follows, usually in the middays here on the East Coast.
Okay, so it was interesting about the rubber information they get because, of course, Bridgestone tires, of course, but also Tiger Woods and Bryson DeChambeau, and him talking about Tiger Woods knowing what the ball is doing before the computer does.
That was so fascinating. That was a fascinating conversation to hear. And the same thing you said, Daniel, I picked up on, too, the technology with the Bridgestone tire and how kind of the surface area of the rubber on the road taught them a lot about the surface area of a golf ball and how you can maximize distance and maximize spin control. And you're talking about two ambassadors in Bryson and Tiger that at the end of the day are a couple of big-time golf nerds. And that's the way Dan described them. You know, they're two curious minds who want to spend as much time in the R&D development of these balls as any engineer. So you've got this great kind of searching minds with Tiger Woods and Bryson DeChambeau, coupled with this kind of outside-the-box thinking with rubber tire technology. And what you have is a golf ball that performs very well and obviously performs to the satisfaction of a 15-time major champion in Tiger Woods and, of course, the U.S. Open champion in Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, and do you think any of us, some people say, I want to play the ball that Tiger Woods is using. Would we really want to play the ball that Tiger Woods is using?
That's the beauty of these companies. They've got balls that are built for the guys that are swinging it, you know, 200, you know, ball speed like Bryson, and thankfully they've got the balls for the swing speed for the rest of us mortals. I think that the flexibility of these clubs and these balls really is what's amazing, that a club that Phil Mickelson can use, that Callaway Epic driver or Maverick driver or a Rogue driver, they could also really kind of make it for the 15 handicapper and 20 handicapper as well. And I think that goes for the ball technology also. Lots of great versatility, a lot of great choices with Bridgestone. They have the E6, the RX, a lot of different ways to skin a cat and go about your business and hopefully shoot your best score.
Yeah, but the bottom line is we don't want to play the ball that Tiger Woods is using because we can't. And the clubs that they're using.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, you know, get real.
Exactly right. We gotta stay in our lane, right? Stay in our lane.
Right. Because there is a ball that'll work for us, but it's not the one that Tiger or Bryson DeChambeau is using. We can't compress the ball the way they can compress the ball. I mean, when they hit it, it's compressing and it's flying off the front of the face. So how long have you and Shane Bacon known each other?
Back
four. Oh, we're losing you. Oh, dear.
You got me? Hello?
Yeah, I got you now. How long have you guys been friends?
2014, we were paired together at the Uncle Tony Invitational. Matt Janella, who has a lot of ties to Hawaii, by the way. He's got family that lives in Hawaii.
Yes.
He does an annual golf tournament at Bandon Dunes, and he decided, for whatever reason, to put myself and Shane together, and we ended up winning the golf tournament. Oh. Shane is a fantastic player. He's played on the mini tours. He has gotten through local qualifying for the U.S. Open, so he's a great player. So I'm your average kind of average Joe golfer, but to be paired with someone like him, it really freed me up. I shot three rounds in the 80s. I made two eagles out there, and I played my best golf, and I contend it was because I had Shane Bacon for a partner. So our genuine love of each other on the air comes from the fact that we paired together so nicely at that great Abandoned Dunes Uncle Tony Invitational. So we paired together like a great steak and Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yes, yes, yes. Do you find that you rise to the level of the, like when you're acting or performing in any way, including sports, that you rise to the level of the people you're working with?
Such a great point. I found that both in golf and in golf television, that when you are standing next to or working with someone who is seeing the ball well or someone who has a great segment in television, I tell you what, Brandel Chamblee, how about this story? Brandel Chamblee, his show, Golf Central Pregame, he and Rich Lerner will walk in about 15, 20 minutes before they go on the air, so it's toward the end of our show. Just having them in the room with Shane and I feel like both of us kind of raise our level. We raise our television IQ because we've got two legends of the business walking in the room. I think it's the same way on the golf course. You got a player like Shane Bacon beside you, it just makes you want to play better. It frees you up to do things that maybe you couldn't even thought you could have done.
Yeah, maybe a little help with club selection.
Exactly right.
Yes.
This
is Damon Hack, co-host Golf Today. It's on Golf Channel. Go there, find it, because it's really cool. He's a Golf Channel senior writer as well. And his partner is Shane Bacon, who's been on the show for a long time. I miss him. Got to have him on again soon. We missed last year, so it would be great to have Shane on too. Maybe the two of you. Damon Hack, thanks so much for being on the show.
Mahalo, Danielle. I miss you. Thank you so much.
I miss you, too. And now that we're getting back together, it's wonderful. Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to get a little bit into nutrition for the golfer, as well as avoiding those injuries and, of course, cardio golf, because it's all created by, yes, Karen Palacios Jensen. Right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What do spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range, located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
And yes, celebrate the beauty of the Bay. Celebrate your next event, your birthday at Bayview. And this is a really, really good idea because there's nothing that brings people together more than a golf outing. And you don't have to be good. You just have to have fun together. So book your next golf tournament at Bayview. We'll help you get organized. You just have to give them a call at 247-0451 and tell them, hey, we want to build the team spirit at our company. Can we get something organized and play at Bayview? We've got Aloha Power Equipment. You know their moving sale is going on and everything must go. So Aloha Power Equipment, Honda mowers are in stock and on sale. You can upgrade to a Honda mower and save up to $50 and then get an additional 3-year extended warranty for free. That's worth $200. And they'll also include free delivery. That's $75 value. So the total savings, $325. Upgrade your lawnmower to a Honda. Save big. We put power at your fingertips. Get it today. Loha Power Equipment, Sand Island, and Waipahu.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And Karen Palacios Jensen, Cardio Golf and Cardio Golf TV creator, Karen Palacios Jensen, LPGA Master Teaching Professional, Lead Instructor for Golf Channel, and on the Golf Digest Top 50 Best Golf Fitness Trainers, the only LPGA professional on that list. Welcome into the clubhouse, Karen.
Thanks for having me back. And I love the way you pronounce my name. You always do it so correctly. I love it.
Thank you. Golf and nutrition. We hear all about the guys that are walking or the girls who are walking along during their round of golf, but mostly we hear about what the guys are eating. We should really ask what the girls are eating, too. They're having a banana or peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a protein bar or I don't know how many of those shakes that DeChambeau consumes.
But, exactly.
Yes. But what's realistic for most of us and how important is it?
Well, you know, we haven't really heard a lot about golf nutrition, maybe just lately because of the guys, you know, trying to beef up. But rest assured that most of the athletes have some sort of diet that they're following. And I would say the most important thing about for the average golfer is just timing your food so that you get the right amount of energy, because you're out there for 4 or 5 hours. You should be having some energy before you start, during the round, and then you want to restore your you know, your nutrients afterwards. So it's really important to, time it. And, you know, there's actually a new app out, so that's why I'm so excited to talk to you about golf nutrition. It's called Zone In. If you go to cardiogolf.com, you can check it out. And what it does is it allows you to input what sports that you're going to be playing. So if you're going to play golf at 11 o'clock, you plug that in, and it'll tell you what you should be eating before that so that you can have the proper energy to keep you going through your round of golf. It will also alert you during your round, you know, to take water and to eat something so that you keep your energy all the way up through the round. And then afterwards, it'll help you decide what you should eat afterwards to help restore your nutrients.
Wow. That's fabulous. Now, that would explain why I have the slump sort of at the end of the round. And I don't ever think of myself as being, you know, good enough for it to impact me. Isn't that silly?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, you're out there. And, you know, even if you're riding in a cart, most of the time it's hot, so you're getting dehydrated. You need to keep up your hydration. And, you know, most, I would say you don't have to be, like, totally obsessed about it, but if you had an app like this where you could follow a couple days a week, then you would kind of get the idea of how much water intake you need during the day so that you kind of monitor yourself. So with this app, it's really easy. You kind of plug in your stats, how tall you are, if you have a special diet, how much you weigh, and then it'll help you calculate how much you should be eating and drinking during the day for your optimal energy.
And I can find all of this at cardiogolf.com?
Yeah. Cardiogolf.com.
Cardiogolf.com. Yeah. Karen Palacios Jensen is going to teach us about lots of things, and she has been for a long time, a lead instructor for Golf Channel, Golf Digest Top 50 Best Golf Fitness Trainers. Let's talk about preventing some of the injuries we hear about so much. I mean, the hand injuries that took out one player, the knee injuries that took out another player, the multiple back injuries that seem to be taking out so many players. How do we...
I know.
Yeah?
Well, so there's kind of two kinds of injuries that happen in golf. There's those acute injuries that happen from an accident. Maybe you're hitting a root accidentally and you break your wrist or sprain your wrist, or you step wrong and twist your ankle, or you swing badly and, you know, twist your back. So you've got those acute injuries. And then you have those kind of chronic long-term ones from overuse. And I would say most people kind of go in that category where, because golf is such a one-sided sport, they're twisting one direction, hitting down on that lead hand, and then it causes an injury after a while. So to prevent that, you know, we all know we need to exercise for better health. You know, if you're a golfer, you might as well work on your golf at the same time. So you should be doing some sort of preventative stretching before and afterwards to help recover, and also building muscle so that if you do have like an acute injury, let's just say you twist your ankle. If your muscles are stable, then you might be able to recover faster, or you might not even injure yourself at all because you're able to, you know, handle that fall. And I would say that's the most important thing as you get older, is just preventing injury. And that comes from following a program on a consistent basis. Now, again, you don't have to be obsessed with this. Even if you just did a few stretches before you went out to play, and then, again, when you finished, you know, you would keep your muscles intact so that, you know, when those injuries come along or those long-term things come along, you can sustain yourself.
Yeah, you know, when you say ankles, I mean, that's one thing that we hurt our foot, but ankles are so sensitive. What muscles would we develop to help strengthen the ankle?
Yeah, well, there's a ton of muscles in your feet, but your Achilles tendon, your soleus, you know, all the tendons that are around your ankle. And these are things that we don't really focus on. So, you know, I have a cardio golf slope. It's a regular fitness step, but I use it for golf, and I call it the slope because it slopes like a fairway. It has a curve. So you can actually do a lot of ankle stretches on there where you put your heels on the floor and then flex your feet so that you get some flexion and extension, and that'll help develop the some strength and flexibility in the Achilles tendon and your soleus, you know, and just focusing on the muscles in your feet and ankles that we don't really focus on. So doing some exercises. Yoga is a great way to help build stability in those ankles as well.
Yeah, sometimes I find when I, you know, my injury prevents me from doing what I used to do as much as I did it, but when I was really working out regularly, every other day, I noticed that my ankles would get tender. And I didn't, you know, I hadn't put it together that there were tendons, you know, muscles that I should be focusing on until you brought it up right now. It just makes so much sense. Thank you.
And a lot of injuries come from, first of all, poor muscle structure, bone structure. We just grew up, for example, you know, I have flat feet, so I've always struggled with feet problems. Then poor shoes, not having the right type of shoes for ankle support, and then, you know, not exercising or over-exercising. It's all, you know, kind of all related.
And I can go to cardiogolf.com to find the slope. The slope is there, as well as the shorty club. I love the shorty club because you can practice inside your house.
Yes, the club is short for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's short so that you can rehearse inside. You're not going to hit the chandeliers or the walls. And the other reason that I like the short practice club is you're not hitting balls, so you're able to rehearse the moves that you want to get into. So if you go and practice, we're so ball concerned, and then our bodies instinctively do whatever we can at impact to get the ball to go, you know, in a certain direction. Well, we might be grooving the incorrect motion. So if you have a shorty club and you kind of have your positions that you know are correct, you can rehearse those inside without hitting a ball, and then eventually those movements will get into your body and will feel natural, and then you can do them when you go play and practice.
It's wonderful. When you talk about playing through the ball, now as an LPGA master teaching professional, what does that mean, you know, hit through the ball?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's really, there's no attempt to help the ball up in the air. The swing is one continuous motion, and you're just letting the club swing, and gravity actually hits the ball and propels the ball. Club head speed propels the ball towards your target. So where a lot of people go wrong is they want to help the ball up in the air, so they bend their arms and scoop up, or they hang back and try to help the ball, or they lunge forward. So, you know, really, you're not trying to actually hit the ball. You're trying to swing through it.
So you don't make it your target. Your target is actually the one in the distance, and you're just swinging the club, and the ball happens to get hit, and there it goes.
Right. You know, if you're making a full swing, you should not really be able to stop right after impact. You have so much club head speed that you're swinging all the way through. And when I when we do classes, my cardio golf classes, I always tell people, you know, when you finish, that club should touch you on the shoulder to finish. And a lot of people have a hard time doing that because after the ball is gone, they want to peek. They look up, they stop their swing. And you really, if you want your maximum club head speed, you want to continue to follow through and get that speed all the way through to the finish.
Cardio golf for golfers. You developed this program as an exercise program specifically for golfers, but it works for everybody. Am I correct?
Right. And, you know, initially it's for golf. You know, you need to exercise for better health. You've been living under a rock if you don't know you need to do some sort of exercise. So if you're a golfer, you might as well work on your golf swing at the same time. But it is really for anyone that wants to get a good workout.
And it's cardiogolf.com. Olympic gold medalist Dan Jensen is Karen's husband. That's why her name is Karen Palacios Jensen. And she uses her, he uses her exercise program, right?
Yes. So Dan, he's an Olympian. He won a gold medal. And now he's actually a personal trainer. And he uses my cardio golf slope. And, you know, one thing about the cardio golf slope, especially now, I don't know if you guys are still in lockdown or if your gyms are closed, but it's great for a home gym because not only can you do cardio, but you can do lower upper body exercises, core exercises. You can use it as a Pilates arc. You know how I like my Pilates. I know you do, too.
Yes.
You can even do bar exercises on it. So if you had something like this at home and then you could follow along my videos, you could still keep up your program at home, not have to go to the gym. I know a lot of people still are kind of leery about doing fitness classes, and I understand why. So hopefully we'll be out of this soon, but you can still do it at home.
And on the cardiogolf.com website, you can also find a lot of videos so that you can follow along.
I have Cardio Golf TV subscription. And I have hundreds of workouts that you can do on a daily basis. And, you know, if you don't know where to start, I have a couple of different programs. I have a program, I call it 30 Days to a Fluid Golf Swing. So every day I take you through a swing exercise to help you develop a fluid swing. I have a six-week off-season program where you would go to, 2 or 3 days a week and do exercises. And they're golf and fitness, you know, to help you develop strength, flexibility, endurance, you know, things like that. And then I have some non-golf workouts where if you just want to get a good cardio or strength workout in, you can do those.
Excellent. Karen Palacios Jensen, always good catching up with you. You can find her at cardiogolf.com, Cardio Golf TV creator. Thanks for being on the show. Aloha.
Aloha. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. We're going to come back. Mark Simon is the PGA Show Vice President. And guess what? We just had the biggest PGA Show event of the year, and it was all done virtually. Amazing participation. The numbers are tremendous. We'll be back after this with Mark Simon. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What's worse than living with constant pain, not doing anything about it? Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
What do falling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
Aloha Power Equipment. Aloha Power Equipment moving sale. Honda mowers, they're in stock, they're on sale, and you can upgrade to a Honda mower and save up to $50. You get an additional 3-year extended warranty for free. That's worth $200 and will include free delivery. That's $75. Total savings, $325. Upgrade your lawnmower to a Honda and save big. We put power at your fingertips. Get it today. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu. Speaking of getting it today, you could win either a Claude Brousseau teaching experience, and it's an hour lesson with Claude at Wailea, or two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. All you got to do is be the ninth caller, 808-545-1111. We're going to come back now with, just after this.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, you know, and I was hoping he'd say, just, you know, have fun. Mark Simon, PGA Show Vice President, welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, thank you so much for having me. I do have to say, after listening to some of the last segment with Karen, I'm now motivated to definitely stretch at least a couple minutes before and after every round in 2021.
Yay! Isn't she inspiring?
She was great. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, really. So I was reading this from the National Golf Foundation, 14% year-over-year increase in rounds despite the March and April closures. Participation is up 8% to 36.9 million. That's a net gain of 500,000 on-course golfers, the largest in 17 years. Interest in green grass prospects up 10%, and the course closures have dropped. For instance, here in Hawaii, Pearl Country Club is sold out. Makaha East is sold out. We still have, of course, the resort courses having a problem, but the participation in your PGA show is phenomenal, given all of the difficulties we had. And tell us what it was like putting together the virtual PGA show.
Yeah, well, we'll take a little step back. Going back now that we're in the new year, a little rewind back to 2020 in January. We actually had a really successful in-person PGA merchandise show. And you probably remember right around the end of January was the time where we started to hear about the virus in China and in other places. But people really didn't think too much about it then. And we had an awesome show. And then we all know what happened kind of in mid-March. And the golf industry, to be honest with you, at that point, we didn't know what was going to happen from that. And, I have to give credit to all of the leaders in the golf industry for really working together. And as you saw, as kind of we worked our way into the summer, you know, golf became an outlet for people. It was outside. It involved exercise. It could be socially distant. And the growth in the game, the new players coming into the game, those who had given up the game, rediscovering the game, and the amount of play that took place in the summer and the fall, and even in our area, our local par three course, you couldn't even get on. It's just incredible. And we think, you know, the golf industry right now has an amazing opportunity to continue that success, to take some of the new blood that's come into the game, convert them to long-term players. And we're just so excited about all of the positives that have happened for golf. And again, we made the difficult decision in the fall, you know, to cancel the in-person portion of the merchandise show this year and go all virtual. We had to focus on, again, how can we help the industry continue to grow? How can we help PGA professionals work their way through this crisis? How can we offer compelling content virtually? And how can we still facilitate business getting done and driving commerce into the new year? So, like you said, we didn't know how things were going to pan out, and we just had amazing participation, amazing support from PGA professionals. And, you know, we're exhausted coming off the virtual show, but the virtual event went really, really well, and we're really excited by what it can do to help the golf industry as we now roll into to the rest of 2021.
Well, the PGA of America did an amazing job of creating guidelines to reopen golf courses. I mean, you were on it, like, right away and just made sure that there was something the golf professional could follow, the club management could follow to make sure that they wouldn't get in trouble with local authorities. And it was fabulous, the rollout. We had the closure, then the reopening, and then things got a little bit worse in the closure. Nothing as bad as we've seen in Ireland and the UK. And I bring up foreign countries because there were more than 11,000 attendees at the PGA 2021 merchandise show virtually from 78 countries, including 6,500 PGA professionals connected online, sourcing thousands of products from nearly 400 participating golf brands. That's phenomenal. That's huge.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the benefits of a virtual event. And again, there's some things you can't replicate, you know, the feel and the touch of apparel and clothing and testing new equipment. Like, there's some things you can't replicate virtually, but we were able to take the best of what you can replicate virtually. And again, you can attract, even during a pandemic, people from around the world. And we were so excited to have over 190 sessions, presentations, webinar-style events that were just all about learning and about growing the game and about diversity and inclusion and golf fitness. And we had so many tremendous speakers, you know, ranging all the way from, you know, Phil Mickelson and Dave Phillips from TPI talking about Phil's, you know, fitness regimen.
Yes.
To, you know, the leadership of golf, you know, Jay Monahan, Seth Waugh, and Mike Wan talking about, again, diversity, inclusion, growing the game, attracting new players to the game. And there was so much interesting and just amazing content. And at the same time, we were able to facilitate connections between pros, buyers, and exhibitors. And we had over 5,000 direct one-to-one meetings between attendees and exhibitors. So we're really excited about being able to just help the game to drive commerce and offer really compelling content.
And the beauty of it being virtual, you were able to record. And I love the fact that the industry presentations and education sessions are available on demand.
Yeah, absolutely. For those who weren't able to join a session live or as it was going on, we're going to keep a lot of that content up for at least 30 days post-event so that PGA professionals and others in the industry can access that really important content. And I think, you know, going forward, you know, one of the, I think the great learnings from this is, you know, when you're at the show in person, there's so much great stuff going on. You sometimes have to be, it feels like, in 10 different places at one time. And you miss a lot of that really compelling content, some of those amazing experiences. And I think we really have an opportunity as we come back together in person for 2022 to, again, record a lot of what's going on, to either live stream it than to offer it on demand, so that there's less pressure that you have to be every place at one time when you're there in person. So we think it could enhance the experience on site, and it could also allow those people who just for whatever reason are not able to make it to the show to still enjoy some of the amazing experiences that happen in Orlando.
Yeah, it's like a growing experience. We never would have thought of doing this if we hadn't had to do this. And coming out of this, we can add some of what you learned and enhance a participatory in-person PGA 2022 merchandise show with the virtual by recording and letting people who couldn't get to see everything see some of it. I think it's spectacular. When you mentioned that you can't be in more than one place at one time, I think the PGA of America CEO Seth Waugh said that at one point he was supposed to be in three places at the same time.
Yeah, that happens, and that happens to many people when they're in Orlando. There's just so much going on when you're at the show in person, and you know there's a lot of expense to cover when you're there. There's so many simultaneous things happen. And I think he was making the point that, again, we've learned so much about technology and innovation that now he might feel a little bit less pressure when he's at the show to be all of those places at once because he could then kind of watch some of that content later. So I think it's a great opportunity to leverage technology and all of the learnings that all of us had had via, you know, integrating to Zoom calls, to MS Teams calls, and all of those things that have kept us together. But then I think we all kind of crave for those interpersonal connections and that human touch and face-to-face meetings, and you just can't replicate that online. So we were really happy to have a lot of the great things that you can have happen virtually happen and be successful. But at the same time, we're really excited to bring the industry back together, and I think it'll be a real celebration in 2022 when we meet again in Orlando.
Yes. Now, I'm always fascinated by the innovators. The guys that may not have, you know, some of the resources that some of the big names have, but they have this idea, and they've been working on it for years in their garage. They've got prototype after prototype after prototype, and all they want to do is get it to the show because, you know, they believe that they have something fabulous. Did you have these innovators participating?
Yeah, we did. I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. We had both launches from the major brands that all of your listeners are familiar with. You know, Titleist, you know, debuted their new Pro V1 and Pro V1X. Callaway announced its new family of Epic drivers, and you know, FootJoy had a major launch. Cleveland, Strixon, Bridgestone. I mean, I could go on and on about the larger companies, and that's really, really important for the industry. The other thing that I think is just really significant about this show, even virtually, is the innovation, the mom-and-pop companies, the new companies that have invented a new product or come up with a prototype that they've been working on for years. I'll just name a couple that were interesting that I saw. You know, Sick Golf, which I think you've heard about.
Yes.
Bryson's using their putter and the descending loft technology. And, again, I was a science guy, so I'm into the science and the math and all of that. Just kind of hearing their story and kind of looking at the technology and seeing their success on tour this year, as you probably heard about.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just an amazing story. The Ripstick training aid, which was developed by two PGA professionals. And then we had a mom and pop company that came up with a concept of a transfusion in a can. It's called Lynx Drinks. And for those that are big transfusion fans, it kind of replicates that cocktail, but in a can and ready to go. And that's been a huge hit during the pandemic. And they were just, you know, again, a husband and wife that started that company from scratch, and they had a great show. And it's just really exciting to see some of the innovation and the new ideas that are out there in the industry.
Yeah, and of course, you know, clothing is a big part of the industry. And it seems from what I hear, I was watching Golf Channel this morning, and casual is definitely because, you know, we only buy tops now because we're on Zoom calls. So you can be in your pajama bottoms and you have a nice top because that's all the people can see. In fact, they've shown that, you know, pant sales or skirt sales or suit sales were down tremendously. But everybody was buying tops. Tops were huge. So casual is kind of in the world of golf. It's interesting to see that making this transition to functional life wear and casualization, I think it was called.
Yeah, absolutely. And you want to be able to, you know, wear what you were wearing on the course and then kind of roll right back to you know, that kind of leisure and kind of laid back, comfortable outfits that you've talked about. We actually had the show. It's funny you mentioned that. We had a virtual fashion show, and we were able to take the best content from some of those brands, and you know, whether it was a Catherine Way or Anatomy or Canona. I mean, there's just so many cool kind of lifestyle, comfortable clothing brands that are out there right now, and showcase in the virtual world a really fun fashion show. And then we had some of the, you know, fashion experts from the golf industry then being able to talk about some of the trends and the clothing that they're seeing. So we think there's so much innovation right now in terms of apparel and fashion. And I couldn't remember whether we were Zoom or via phone. So I'm wearing shorts right now, actually.
Yes. This one
in 10
is,
degree weather in Connecticut right now.
10 degrees. You know, we had a drop down to 66 overnight. Maybe a little cooler, 52 in Volcano on the Big Island, where, you know, it's snow-capped Haleakala. And we're, not Haleakala, that's the volcano on Maui that's now dormant. Snow-capped is Mauna Kea, and the observatories at the top of Mauna Kea. You know, it's just incredible. People, there used to be a Ski Hawaii where people would actually go up there, you know, march up to the top with their skis on and slide down. Or ski down. It doesn't get really thick, but we have our coldness. But 46 in San Diego.
Yeah, we actually honeymooned out there 22 years ago, and we actually did the bike ride. I think it might have been from the top of Haleakala down to the beach, and we hit three islands. I actually played golf at Mauna Kea. I got one round in on the honeymoon, and we've been trying to get back there for 22 years, so maybe someday we can do this interview in person.
That would be fun.
We just love it out there and love, you know, love everything about the Big Island.
Yeah, that would be fun. Well, I was impressed with the Greg Norman sustainability buttons from recyclable plastic. That, you know, just lots of different things going on in performance wear that you can then wear out there, and shoes, and just so much. There's so much. We could go on and on. But you've been busy. I'm going to let you go and take rest.
Yeah, that is needed. And again, we appreciate all your support, all you're doing to help grow the game. And just thank you again. We're really excited about the possibilities for the industry in 2021.
Thank you very much. Mark Simon is Vice President, PGA Show. Thanks for being on the show.
Take care.
Aloha. We're going to come back. The college golf, first tournament of the season. And, you know, we're giving away. We haven't gotten our ninth caller because our lines were tied up. We apologize for that. The number is 808-545-1111. You can win two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. It's your choice, depending where you are. Or an hour lesson with Claude Brousseau at Wailea. Give us a call. 808-545-1111. I'll be back after this, and Brent Romine will be joining us.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
What do spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks,
stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
Okay, here we are. We're taking our winner, and the choice, of course, is whether it's Poipu Bay or Claude Brousseau. And unfortunately, it's not a virtual Claude Brousseau lesson. You've got to be on Maui. So the certificate is worth for a year. It's good for a year. And it's worth a lot of money. And then there's Poipu Bay on Kauai. And we're just hoping that, of course, you'll be able to win it and get there. But I know that Claude would be very flexible if you can't get to Maui right away. And we are, of course, K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu. Now, let's bring in Brentley Romine, Golf Channel writer and covering all things college golf. We had our first tournament of the collegiate season. Welcome into the clubhouse, Brentley.
Thanks, Danielle. I was kind of hoping I was caller number 9. I could sure use a golf lesson.
Yes, couldn't we all? And he's so patient, and he's so cool. He just has a way with the way he is. Claude Brousseau is a master PGA, and he's a wonderful person, and just has a, you know, you can be strolling along, and you can tell that he's watching and just taking notes. And then he'll talk to you later, so there's not a lot of intensity about it, and I really appreciate that. So, how many sponsor exemptions? I have to ask you this first, because yeah. I haven't brought this up yet in the whole show, and Kamayu Johnson had to withdraw from the Farmers Open because of testing positive for COVID. You know, he's in quarantine for days watching the Torrey Pines golf course and everything going on there. But as a result of this, I think he has three sponsor invites, AT&T. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah, he has Honda, he has AT&T, Pebble Beach, and then I believe he has a Corn Ferry Tour exemption for April now, too.
And then he can go play the Farmers next year.
Yep. Well, hopefully.
No, they said they'd give him an exemption if he needed one, or an invite rather, for next year. So
okay, awesome. Yeah, that's great. I mean, obviously his health and his mom's health are the number one priority. But looks like his mom's doing much better. Should get released from the hospital tomorrow, he was saying on social media. So as long as they can get healthy and kind of get over the virus, it's really great to see him have these opportunities and have people helping him out.
Yes. Now, what is his background? What college did he go to? Where's he from?
So he actually has a really interesting story. And my coworker Ryan Lavner, I'm not going to reveal too much because I want you to go read my coworker Ryan Lavner's story on golfchannel.com. But just kind of spark notes. He dropped out of high school and. He's been playing on the Advocate Professional Golf Association Tour, been playing many tour events, and last year played the Honda Classic Monday qualifier or pre-qualifier for that, and that's when his story kind of blew up. So I would just recommend everyone really going and reading Lavner's story, and I think you'll be blown away.
Right on. Ryan is also on Golf Channel. I see him on Golf Today or Golf Central.
He's a great writer too. So I would recommend reading his stuff too.
Great, because I'd love to know who taught him. You know, he left high school.
Wasn't me. Are you talking about Johnson? I think Matt Lavner.
No. I have to read the story to find out who taught Johnson how to play. You know,
Kamayu, yeah.
Yeah, I should be able to say it very easily because it's very much a Hawaiian name. So, at the Southwestern Invitational, I was watching. Of course, I'm one of those people that has a day job. I have to actually go to work. And, it was hailing in Torrey Pines. It was snowing in the desert. During the Southwestern Invitational, was it snowing?
Well, so that was actually Arizona's event in Tucson. But it was kind of funny because college golf normally starts around this time, but we don't get that many tournaments until about early to mid-February, and most of them are in the Southeast. But it's just funny because you have a lot of teams that didn't get to play in the fall. They're trying to make up and add events. I think Arizona State's playing like some 8-9 events this spring before they even get to the conference championship. But it was funny because you had snow in Tucson for Arizona's event. You had the thunderstorm at Kiowa in the event that was won by Coastal Carolina. And then over at Southwestern in Westlake Village, California, which is just north of Los Angeles, for those who don't know, it felt like it was snowing. It wasn't snowing, and we didn't get any rain, although we were supposed to, but it was about 40 degrees. The wind was about 20 miles per hour, so very tough scoring conditions. And, you know, believe me, people would have hoped it was hailing, because that would have given us a little bit of a reprieve to go inside and thaw out.
My goodness. No wonder you kept saying tough scoring conditions. Yes, those are tough. So now, when I was watching, okay, on the one day, Arizona State Sun Devils were on fire. I mean, they were just, and then the next thing I know, they haven't won. Tell me, you know, I was so confused. San Diego State Aztec Golf, they won.
So in college golf, you're taking, so you have five guys in the starting lineup, and you're taking the four best scores each day. So a lot can happen in 1, 2, 3 holes, and we saw that with San Diego State in the final four holes. Their four counting scores shot something like 8 or 10 under, and Arizona State, meanwhile, faltered. Now, the Sun Devils, you got to give a lot of credit to David Fuge, who won the individual title by 9 shots, which was a record victory at this event, which has been won by Tiger Woods and Billy Mayfair and a bunch of big names in the past. So David Fuge, bogey-free the last 36 holes, finishes first. But Arizona State, all of a sudden, they had a player shoot 80, they had a player shoot 81, and a player shoot 82. And so they counted the 80 and 81. So that's why they ended up slipping back. And San Diego State, I'll tell you what, I give them a lot of credit, because coming into the spring, they weren't on a lot of people's radar, because three of their top five players from last year either graduated or transferred. And so there was a lot of question marks, and they really stepped up. Yusuf Guzali, T3, he only played one event last year. Joey Moore finished T9. He only played one event last year. So this is a team that really just was scrappy all week and shot 10 over and ended up getting it done. It's not too often in college golf you win as a team shooting over par.
No. We have a very large invitational on the Big Island, and I hope it will be
next week.
Yes. Yeah.
Armor Ari.
Yes, that's right. It's really exciting that it can go on.
Yeah, that's been a really prestigious event, you know, in recent years. A lot of top teams travel to play. I will say the field isn't quite as good, but they will have Pepperdine, they will have Arizona State, and a few other big name schools. So yeah, just really impressed, you know, with their ability to even, as you said, even have an event at all. Because, you know, I think as we know with the virus, you know, we're not out of the woods yet with it. So yeah, kudos to them for getting them on. How do you say that course?
Waikoloa. Waikoloa. Yes, yeah. Waikoloa.
Awesome. Getting my, you know.
Your pronunciation,
speech lesson.
Yes, I totally understand. When I have to say something, you know, from the mainland, I'm like, Pooch, David Pooch,
yeah.
From Spain. How did he get to the U.S. to Arizona State?
Well, as many people know, you know, a lot of good Spaniards have come out of Tempe. You know, not even only John Rahm, but Alejandro Canizares, who won an NCAA title, he was another great player. So even though David is not necessarily super close with those players, when you grow up in Spain and you don't know much about the college game, but you see Rahm and Canizares and those guys have such success at a school, you want to go and follow in their footsteps. So I think a lot of it was just, you know, definitely being inspired by those guys and also being inspired by someone like Phil Mickelson, and really visiting and thinking that, you know, that was the right fit. And he only played in four events last year because he arrived in the spring, and then the season obviously was canceled, and comes out this year in his only fifth stroke play then and delivers one of the best performances in the last 5-10 years at the school. So he's got a bright future, and I wouldn't put him on ROM levels yet, but he's definitely got a shot to be something special.
Yeah, he's very composed. He did a very good job on the interview on Golf Channel too. So
yeah, he didn't miss a shot either. I mean, like, if you were out there and seeing the wind, he hit one shot on the 11th hole where everyone was kind of laying back with iron because it's kind of a tough driving hole. He had like a 4-iron into the wind to a back hole location, hit it to like 8 feet. I mean, after he hit that shot, just like, wow. I mean, he's got all the shots. He's creative around the greens and just a heck of a player.
Yeah, yeah. The Spaniards have creativity. There's a whole line of them. Seve.
Yeah.
I want to go. We've got like 30 seconds, and sometime you're going to have to come on and help expand on this question. But with the Europeans coming to college to play golf here, to get that, it's like a ramp from high school to college golf in the United States, and then you go on to the mini tours, and then you get into the PGA, the PGA Tour. So do colleges go out recruiting in Europe?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's coaches that go out and you have some big events between the British amateur, the European amateur, European boys, European team championships. So there's some coaches that really make kind of a trip out of it during the summer. Especially on the women's side, there's a lot of events that they can go to in the UK that kind of run back to back to back. But funny story before we go, and Illinois, Coach Mike Small has built a powerhouse there, and he's had a lot of players from Belgium on his team recently, from Thomas Peters to Thomas Dietrich, both of whom are on the European Tour. And the funny thing was, I asked him a couple years ago, have you ever been to Belgium? He says, no, never been. So it's kind of a mix of both. And going back with Puj, players who make the jump, a lot of their countrymen see that and say, all right, I want to do the same thing because it worked for them. So, it's an interesting thing, but these European kids can definitely play.
Brentley Romine, Golf Channel writer and covering all things college golf. You got to come back and be on the show. I've got to thank our wonderful sponsors, Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Oahu's best value in golf, with the double deck driving range, top tracer at each station, socially distanced on the covered range. And of course, on the course, you can have a whole lot of fun with your friends. And don't take it seriously. Just get out and have some fun. Get some exercise. Create the perfect team building experience, too, with an outing or a tournament at Bayview. You can just go over to Bayview. But first, you have to make your tee times, because the COVID situation requires as few people as possible inside the pro shop. The number is 247-0451. Aloha Power Equipment moving sale continuing until the store is empty. We put power at your fingertips for everything you need, including the Honda mower. Save $50 on the mower and get your $200 extended warranty free, plus free delivery. That's Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu. And I can't think of anything worse than living with constant pain and just not doing anything about it. So give Dr. Jonathan Carlson a call. He's a surfer, great guy, got really good mana about him. 808-452-1379. Floods, boy, have we had them, and there's more rain in the forecast. You got to have this number on your refrigerator or someplace. It's 528-3434. MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service, totally COVID compliant, and they're licensed contractors. And RCM Construction, 30-year leader in Spalling repairs across Hawaii. Spalling, yeah, water breaking up the concrete or natural stone or brick, peeling, flaking off, weakening the structure. Call them. The number is 864-9520. 864-9520. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.